Hi, this is Chris Lopez with Alamosa Citizen. This is Adams State Football with head coach Levi Gallis, presented by RG Bank. We're at San Luis Valley Brewing Company. The Grizzlies are back on the field Saturday, coach, after a week off. How you feeling?
The week was good for us to just be able to take some time and be able to relax and recuperate a little bit. What it did, though, it re-energized us. And you can sense just in these last couple practices, our guys are ready to go compete.
Western Colorado, tell us who you have to your right, coach.
Yeah, today I brought Tyson Smith, who's been playing quarterback for us these last couple games. And really kind of neat about Tyson, he's a true freshman. Came down to us as a recruit, got to know his family, found out through the recruiting process his dad was actually Adams State Grizzly as well. Played here back in, I think, the late 90s, mid-90s. And so having some of that connection back here on campus is kind of neat.
Welcome to Adams State Football, coach. Tell us about your dad first, and then we're going to talk about you. I want to hear about your dad.
Yeah, my dad played here a little before Coach Gallis. He talks a lot about this school. He has a lot of pride for it. So it's kind of interesting being down here, and I have a lot of pride being here, but he enjoys it. He comes every game with a smile on his face and just happy to be here.
And I asked Tyson this before we came on the air because I'd like to hear this. His first trip to Alamosa when he became a student athlete at Adams State, what was your impression, Tyson? You can be honest here now. Give us your impression when you came into Alamosa in the Valley to come to play football at Adams State.
I mean, it was a small town. Coming from a big area, big city to a small town was different. But, you know, being around a team and being around your teammates really helps you embrace it. So it wasn't a hard change, I would say.
And what's that adjustment been like for you? Just socially getting involved in the campus, in the community, and on the football field. You probably don't have a lot of time, but what's that adjustment been for you so far?
It hasn't been too hard. I would say, you know, like I said, being around the team makes it a lot easier, and being with your guys makes it a whole lot easier. So,
coach, give us some understanding of what happened that put Tyson in the starting quarterback position for the Grizzlies?
Well, first off, it's his dedication to working hard and showing up and continuing to try to perfect his craft. Yeah, we went into week one, and unfortunately, our backup during practice got just kind of stepped on, tweaked his ankle, and then we go in. So then at that moment, he's the number two. Then we go into the game, and sure enough, in the first drive, our starter at the time, you know, tweaks his shoulder. And sure enough, in the first drive, we're throwing Tyson in there, and he's taking his first snaps at the college level and led us right down in the end zone and was able to put points on the board.
Yeah, as I've said, I've been impressed with Tyson in the first two games with the Grizzlies just because of the way he ended up on the field.
Oh, yeah.
And the composure that he's shown in those first two games. Tyson, talk to us a little bit about that experience for you, how that went down, how you responded, and where you feel you are right now.
You know, you always want to hear your name get called. You work for that moment. So hearing my name get called, I prepare myself for that. So I knew I had to, you know, do what's best for my team and go out there and compete. You know, I can't shy away from competition and be scared. I got to embrace the moment. So knowing that, it really helped me get through those.
Yeah, that's it. We talked to his roommate a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
That he's under center with.
And, you're right.
And that's an interesting relationship. Coach, you're going into a big rivalry game this Saturday.
Yep.
How do you, and for young players like Tyson that are true freshmen just starting, how do you get across this game this Saturday to the Grizzlies?
I think you got to start talking about it. You got to introduce it early and understanding the opponent that you're going up against, you know, having that sense of respect and understanding of, you know, their capabilities and their talent level, but then diverting it more, again, about who we are right now and you know, recreating that toughness and that preparation that we want to go into every single week with. You know, something that we also did is we brought alumni in to be able to talk to the team and what this rivalry meant to them back when they were playing. And I think that, again, helps the script for the entire team to understand what it is that we're going up against. And it's the team up north, by the way, okay?
The team up north coming down from the north.
Yeah.
When you think of the Grizzlies now and how you spent your off week, what were the areas that you wanted to focus on over the past week going into this game? Where's your focus been?
You know, I think still coming off of game one and game two, and I think the message has been that sense of discipline and detail. And I think that's where we really took leaps and bounds over these last couple weeks in recreating that moment of understanding of why this is so important to just worry about your job and not look at, you know, going into games just trying to make plays. And I think the guys have really accepted that principle, and you can just even, we came off of practice yesterday and you could just sense a better understanding of that. You know, there's still going to be mistakes made. That's what the game of football has. But when you're able to come off of those mistakes and understanding why it is that we do that, then you're getting better.
Tyson, what's been the adjustments for you going from Cherokee Trail High School, where you performed in Aurora, now to the Division II football? What's been that adjustment for you just as a player?
You know, being able to lead, that's been the biggest adjustment, knowing that, you know, there's people older than you and you have to step up and lead them. And I think that's been the biggest thing that I've had to understand and grow as a player and as a quarterback. So
when you think of the Grizzly offense and you having to get a grasp of that playbook and the option motion offense that you guys are running, where are you now in the offense scheme itself that Adam States wants to run?
Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty good in the offense. You know, it takes a lot of time studying and understanding. Coming in, you know, it's a new playbook, but if you really want it, you go in and study. And I feel like that's what I did every night, and just understanding the playbook, coming in, asking coaches, trying to get as much help, watching as much film as I could. That's what really helped me.
You know, when I watch the Grizzlies, Western New Mexico, UT Permian, when I watch when you're on offense and I watch the Grizzlies, there's so much potential, it feels like, for this offensive scheme.
Yeah.
For Tyson, you have some speedy guys, too, on the wideout. You have some good back. It just seems like there's a lot of potential for this offense to explode.
Yeah. I would totally agree with you. It's exciting. It's fun to watch. From an outsider's perspective, and I think, too, even from a spectator's perspective, you're like, yep, I can see how this is going to click. And once it does, it's going to be a mouthful for people to have to defend.
What kind of quarterback were you in high school, Tyson? Because I haven't gotten that sense yet, because you seem to be able to scramble when you need to, but you also seem to be able to step back and deliver when you need to in the pocket. You seem to have the tools as a quarterback that the Grizzlies are looking for to run this offense. And I don't know what you looked like in high school, because I didn't see you there. But I don't know, and I wonder how this offense fits you and your style.
It fits me pretty well. I'd say I play the same kind of in high school. You know, the coaches allow me to make plays and scramble and deliver throws when I need to. And so having that ability is what matters the most to me, and being able to do that is important. So,
Coach, when you think of the defensive side,
yeah,
what are you wanting to get across this weekend, this Saturday? What are you wanting to happen or hope happens when you think of your first two outings?
Yeah, don't back down. Go punch them in the face. I think too many times, you know, especially in this day and age, guys are looking at records or stats or rosters and almost mentally weakening themselves because they're looking at all these things going, wait a second. But at the end of the day, we went toe-to-toe with some teams, and we know we have the aggression inside of us, and building that confidence throughout the week to be able to just go right at them and attack them. I think that's what been the biggest message on defense is, hey, we know we can play. Now let's start playing confident, and let's go.
Hey, Coach, we're going to keep talking about the Grizzlies. We're going to keep talking about Tyson, but let's take a minute here to talk about RG Bank, who's the presenting sponsor of Adam State Football with Coach Levi Gallus. You know what RG Bank says, Coach? that you got to have a game plan, just like the Grizzlies have a game plan on the field.
Yep, just as the Grizzlies have a game plan on the field and we put it together, you need to also have a game plan in your finances and to help you find success.
And you can visit RG Bank in Alamosa, in Pagosa Springs, or in Monta Vista and let them help you with your deposits, Coach.
Or your loans for your personal needs.
RG Bank, your future begins today. They're a member of the FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
RG Bank says go Grizz.
Hey, Tyson, when you're out there Saturday, what are you hoping, wanting to make happen on the offensive side for Adams State?
You know, you want to be efficient and you want to go out there and win, but being effective on the offense and being disciplined is the most important thing, and just being able to go out there and play your game and not shying away from competition and just coming out with a win, I think, is the most important thing that we want to do.
When you think of your teammates, the locker room, this week off that you had, how helpful was that week off, and where do you think your team is mentally going into Saturday?
I think we're ready for the competition. I know a lot of guys, I mean, we haven't beat Western, or the team of North, sorry, in a long time.
And no red at Plaquio.
No red. But we haven't beat them in a while, and so they're eager to win, and they're eager to get this win. So I think our mindset's in the right place, and we just want to go out and play.
Coach, give us some idea of what you want to impose on yourself between the Grizzlies and the team up north, what you're looking for on the sidelines once that game gets going.
Yeah, I think, the complete understanding that we're going to be the tougher team, the complete understanding that our detail, our focus, our mindset going into this game continues through each play, each series, each quarter. It's one of those that we understand that this game has gone to overtime multiple years. And we know they're going to come out with their best. We know that they fully understand what this game's all about. And so us being able to go out and continue to match that intensity, but then, having that mindset of forgetting what happened, whatever it was, good or bad, and moving on to that next play.
And this is your Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference opener, your RMAC opener. How does that hit you in terms of getting off to a right start in conference play?
Honestly, I haven't even thought about that much. The main focus this entire week has been about the team that we're playing. And, you kind of throw that in, and it is something to be conscious of. But, as we get into film each week and we start studying opponents, it's hard for us sometimes as coaches to really look at the other picture of what's going on in the conference. You kind of wait until maybe Friday and Saturday when, you have some downtime to really look at it. This whole week has really been all about the team up north.
And Tyson, when you think of the RMAC, you think of the competition you've seen so far at Division II level, what are your thoughts there, what you're seeing on the field, the competitive nature of Division II college football?
I think it's a great conference, but anything can happen any given week. So if we just stick to what we do and go out and compete, I think we have a good shot of really competing in this conference.
Yeah. How do you prepare from here forward, Coach? We're here on Thursday. You have Friday, Saturday to take you, have a walkthrough. Give us some sense of the next 48 hours as you go into Saturday.
Yeah, so today is kind of a big mental preparation day. You want to go out there and start building your confidence, special teams-wise, and also, looking at from the offensive and defensive perspective. We are out in shells, so we're not looking to tackle and go to the ground. And then Friday for us is a little bit easier, and, we take it back even another notch and more of a walkthrough period, trying to make perfect plays, perfect alignments, perfect calls, those kind of things. We do a little bit more special teams. And then Saturday morning, we try to get up and stay in that same routine that these guys have already created throughout fall camp and the season, and getting them up out of bed, making sure that we see their smiling faces in the sunshine and kind of dust some things off, but then allow them to then go back home, because it is a night game. So that's a long period in which they're you don't want to just hold them in and watch film for 3 hours. They'll be disengaged at that moment. So you want them to go home, watch College Game Day, kind of embrace what's happening throughout the country within football sense, And then we bring him in for a pregame meal, and you know, then we lace him up and get ready to go.
6 o'clock kickoff. We invited in today Kelly Gurulay. Welcome, Kelly. Kelly's the director of the San Luis Valley Medical Center, San Luis Valley Health Foundation. And this Saturday, before the Big Grizzlies game, Alamosa stages the 22nd annual Stephanie Minor 5K that Kelly coordinates through the SLV Health Foundation. Tell us about Stephanie Minor 5K.
Well, thank you for inviting me to share your podcast.
Absolutely.
I'm very, very blessed. This is our 22nd annual Stephanie L. Minor 5K walk and run. Registration starts at 9 if you haven't already got your shirt and registered. Announcements are at 9:45, and the race run actually starts at 10 o'clock. And so we're really excited. So I'm encouraging everybody. We ordered perfect weather for not only the walk, but for the football game. I'm encouraging anybody who wants to come down, enjoy the day with us, or start your day with us, and then you can always end your day at the football game.
Right.
We've teamed up a lot with Adams State University, and we're really honored to be part of their support system, and we're cheerleaders for them. I just also wanted to do a shout out to the Adams State Athletic Department. Actually, Jason Ramstetter and the wrestlers will be there at 6:30 in the morning, so when the football team's resting, just know that I've got them out running the course. And working
nice.
Really, really hard. They've been with me for probably about 18 years.
That's awesome.
Doing balloons and table setups and all the heavy lifting so I can sit back and get a manicure and pedicure while they're
Right.
And then we also have Damon Martin and the cross country and track team, the ones that are in town. We'll be there helping us set up the finish line and setting up the course and stuff like that. I'm very, very grateful to Adams State University for all their continued support. We couldn't do some of these events without them. But we just are really, really excited to have a beautiful weekend. It's going to be one of our best fall weekends. And like I said, come out to the walk. Announcements are at 9:45 at Cole Park. The walk run itself starts at 10. We have water stations. We have photo booths. We're going to have the snow cone shack there too, so feel free to come out, and then as your day progresses, plan on joining the Grizzlies for that night
football game.
It's a really big community event, and as Kelly talks about, Coach, and we've talked about this, and that's the importance of the student athletes at Adams State and how they support the community around Alamosa with events like this. You've seen your team out there doing stuff too.
Oh yeah, you know, things like this are so important for us to continue our bonds with athletics and any other function happening within the community. I think it's important for us student athletes and coaches to be out there and showing our support for them, because when it comes down to game time, they're the ones that are in the stands. And so we've got to be cheerleaders on both ends. And I appreciate you having the walk part of it too, because not all of us are ready for the run.
Yeah. I encourage people. We have a 1 mile healthy walk. We have a 2.5, then we have the full 5K. And rain or shine, I mean, I tell people come, but we have people who have strollers and bring their babies on little backpacks.
Yeah.
We have little kids with wagons. But I also tell people, if you can't participate, if you've had a total knee, plug in for San Luis Valley Health.
Yeah, there you go.
If you've had any kind of injury, sometimes you just can't do it. We want you to come out and hang out with us.
Yeah.
It's just a great community event.
Yeah, come get a snow cone.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like snow cones?
Exactly.
And it is Hawaiian themed this year.
So there you go.
Put on your grass skirt and your hula hoops.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
Stuff. So we just are really looking forward to it.
That's awesome.
Well, I know, Coach, too, that, and we talked about this, and that is the training staff at Adams State, the medical staff that works with the football team and student athletes, and how they, that medical profession here in the Valley, really contributes to the Grizzlies.
It's unbelievable. Being at four other colleges in my career, just the support from the community, from these type of individuals and programs, it's just unbelievable to be able to send some of our athletes and outsource and use some of the sources that we have here in the community. That's huge, because, you know, for athletes, it's tough sometimes, and even for athletic trainers. Sammy, for us, she does an amazing job, but she's only one person for 110 student athletes just in football. And so sometimes being able to use some of these other programs in the Valley, that gives us such an advantage.
Yeah. Make sure you get to the Stephanie Minor 5K this Saturday. It's at Cole Park. Race starts at 9:45. They do You do same-day registration, too, Kelly. If you're not registered, you can show up the morning Saturday at Cole Park, register, participate.
Yes, registration table opens at 9. Like we said, announcements are at 9:45 and the walk, race, run. We encourage all of the cancer survivors who choose to come forward. Nice. We have them walk us onto First Street, and Alamosa Police Department will be there blocking traffic. If everything goes according to plan, our Eagle Air helicopter will be in the park.
Ooh,
but
cool.
That's tenanted to whether they're actually working in
there.
Oh,
yeah.
We're hoping to have them there. But, yeah, like I said, the race run itself starts at 10. And like I said, you don't have to be first and you don't have to be last. We just encourage people to come out.
All right.
Yeah, we appreciate it. That's the Stephanie Minor 5K ahead of the Adams State football game. The Grizzlies kick it off at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. Tyson, what's that night game atmosphere been like for you? What you saw 2 weeks ago at home, UT Permian, you're back home against the team up north, home field.
There we go.
6 o'clock kickoff. What's that like for you?
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere. It's fun being around, seeing the crowd and the community being involved. I think that was the coolest thing for me, the tailgating and walking out to the fans and
right
seeing
on.
That. That was a great atmosphere, so I'm excited to see that again and just compete in front of those fans again.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time Saturday night.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
going to be out there, Coach, Saturday night. This Saturday, Rex Field. Before we go, Coach, let's talk a little bit about how important the Grizzly Club is to Adams State football, Adams State athletics.
Well, exactly. Like Tyson just mentioned, what the athletic department and what the Grizzly Club has put together in terms of a true college football atmosphere, it's incredible. We walk right out of Plaquey Hall like we always have done, and we're able to walk right through the fans. And they've got gates set up, and you know they've got alcohol and burgers and different things like that happening. But they come right to the gate. They're giving our players high five, coaches high five, and getting us juiced up as we walk underneath this gorgeous scoreboard that we now have. But that support is so important to not just us as football community, but to all of our student athletes. And that's the thing, too. There's no better way to support Adams State football and all of our Grizzly teams than joining the Adams State Grizzly Club. Do it today. Call ASU's athletic director, Caitlin Smith, at 719-587-7401, or send an email to ksmith@adams.edu. We sure appreciate all your support in the Grizzly Club and what they do for us. Every dollar goes to support all of our student athletes.
And I think that's really the best part of the Grizzly Club and the money they raise, coaches, when you join them and you give to the Grizzly Club to support. Every dollar goes to student
these
athletes,
guys. Yeah.
Tyson,
and we can't
underestimate the importance of that support to be able to go get some of the best players in Colorado, like Tyson.
100%. Yeah, that's a huge advantage that we have in having a group like that supporting all of our athletic teams. It spreads not just, again, just football. It's all of our varsity sports that we have at Adams. And they do such a great job for us.
Hey, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of Adams State Football with Coach Levi Gallis. The Grizzlies are on the field Saturday, 6 o'clock, Western Colorado. We'll see you there. Big rivalry game. Go Grizzlies.
Go Grizz.
Go Grizz.